All right, welcome back to the teachings of the Bilvavi Mishkan Evne. Just a short review of what we learned last time. The Bilvavi taught us the first avoda that a Jew needs to do is to figure out what is the purpose of my life, which makes a lot of sense. If you don't know the goal of where you're traveling on your journeys, then you're never going to get there. And the Bilvavi points out that we're not talking to someone who doesn't believe in the Torah. This book is specifically written for someone who believes in Torah, who believes in the 613 mitzvahs. But the question is, what does Hashem specifically want from me right now? Right? And what mitzvahs should I be focusing on? And the Bavavi also pointed out that the world is from a language of helim, hiddenness, because we're all in a state of hiddenness unless we ask Hashem at this particular moment, Hashem, what do you want from me? And the goal of the book is to get to a place where we know step one, step two, step three, what is all of our life about? How do we build ourselves to be the best Jews we can be? And what are the steps to get there? And how does 613 mitzvos build us to become that and not just be a bunch of random good stuff to do? So without further ado, the Bilvavi complains were in Bet, second Keta, and page above. They should call. לפני שניגש לבירור הדברים, צריך שיהיה רצון אמיתי לברר את הדברים. So the huge episode here, a huge foundation. Before we can clarify what is our purpose in life, first we have to make it known that there needs to be a desire to clarify these matters, because you can have all the information in the world, but if there's no desire, then it won't really help. So, צריך להסתכל על החיים בצורה נכונה. We have to look at life in the right way. להבין מה מעמדנו כאן בעולם. To understand what is our purpose here in the world. שכל חיינו אינם אלא כדי לעבוד אותו יתברך שמו. All of our life is only here to serve Hashem. חובתנו וזכותנו שעלינו לברר את כל צורת החיים כאן. It's our obligation and our merit to clarify what is our way of life. עלינו להבין להרגיש שמקום מנוחה ועונג שייך לעולם השכר גן עדן. We have to realize that the world of reward is in the next world, Gan Eden. Kan kol tachlidinu la'avod oto yitbarach shama. But here, our whole goal is to serve Hashem. Alinu levera, ma'i yederach mutzeket shebanu nu nidroch la'avod oto yitbarach shama. And the only question is, what is the path that we need to walk upon in order to serve Hashem? Hadvarim shanu oskim behem kan, inam rayonot v'chadome, ela derech chayim shuto kishmashma'o. These matters are not nice, cute ideas, but a way of life, in the simplest way. Tzurat keitzad lechiot chayim amitim alei admut. A way how to live on this world. Chayim shemivim et adam lidei tachlit aritzuya. A life that's going to bring a person to the desired life. Nishtadel levarer et dvarim minakal lechaved shlav al gavei shlav sheesulam barur kechol shenetem. We're going to try to go from the light to the heavy. One step after the next, it will be a clear ladder. How to serve Hashem step by step. So first off, what the Bavavi is clarifying is we need to deepen within ourselves the desire to know Hashem, how do I serve you? What's the true way to serve you? And without that ratzon, pnimi, that he's trying to awaken within me, nothing's really gonna happen. אם נתחיל ונשאר בני אדם. If we ask people, מה נראה לנו בהשקפה הראשונה? באיזה עניין כדאי ונכון להתחיל בעבודת השם? What should we start with? מה הנקודה הראשונה שנראית לו שכדאי עבורו להתחיל בה את עבודת קונו לפי מצבו עתה? What should I start with to serve Hashem? אחד ישיב שנראה לו שיש לו חלישות בהתמדת התורה. One guy will say, you know what, I'm not such a good steiger. I'm not disciplined. This is the first thing he needs to fix. A Another will say, I think the hardest thing is Lashon Hara. Hu margish shehu lo nitzar karoui b'shmirat l'shono. Po b'sham yotim mipiv dvarim she'en ra'ui mutar la'amram. And, you know, he says things that he really shouldn't be saying. He needs to work on that first. Ashlishi yashiv shalafi ma'abatu alam atava nekudar yalo letekanai shalom bayis. He says, well, I'm having issues in the home. I need to work on my shalom bayis. Zoi nekuda shu chayav l'shanot atov v'menheira. He needs to work on this and fast. En lo maspik savanot klapet bnei abayit. U lo mish tapem karaui. U lo notan lehem kol tzarcha enafsham karaui. You're going to find all sorts of answers. So the answer is according to his situation. But that's not the truth. But there's one thing that applies to almost everyone. Every one of us has been sent here from this world, from the higher world to this world. In other words, he's talking about the fact that we're all Gilgulim, we're all reincarnations. One who merits is sent here from Gan Eden. And someone that didn't merit is sent here from Gehenim. The equalizer about everything is that everyone was sent here. To serve Hashem. Why have we been sent down here to this world? By the way, Derech Agav, if you aren't so convinced about this, just do a simple YouTube search of reincarnations, Gilgulim. There are books about this too, but there's many, many stories you can see online about how literally tens, hundreds, thousands of stories of people who remember their previous lives. At this point, it's not just a crazy theory. There's really a lot of proof for this belief, which is obviously also believed in our Kabbalistic tradition. Yesh ben adam shanu v'karub svar mekdoshim ra'u et amavor sham shekol adam chazar l'teken pachot chet achad v'chet zeh ikar nisano. There are people who have learned that every person has come down to the world and they think, oh, we have one fixing. Even if you do, the Rizal comes up to you and he says, oh, you have to work on Lashon Hara. There's still a lot of other things that you have to work on. Tikun shayach kasha yesh bayit umitkalkel bo davar ma kikir delet. You can fix something when you have a house. And there's one thing broken. First, it needs to be a house, and only then can we work on the specific fixing. So, in other words, what we'll be working on in the future in our next class, Be'ezrat Hashem, is not my specific tikkun, but the general house of Avodas Hashem that every Jew needs to work on in order to then go on and work on his specific fixing. All right. Hope you enjoyed this shiur, and I hope you have an amazing day wherever you're at.